Thank you very much. Welcome back. Let's continue our market analysis discussion from Tuesday. Dwayne Bussey, Bolt Ag Marketing. Another watching paint dry day.
It's profit taking. It's holiday trade. But when you look at the volume, it's pretty obvious that it's just a light volume trade. You know, squaring up positions. We've had a nice little pullback here in corn since Friday. Well, corn and beans both. I actually kind of feel like corn kind of found a nice support area on that 440 March corn, hopefully anyway. But yeah, we just got to kind of get through tomorrow. And then I feel like, well, and I know even to start the new year on the first, that's only one day and then a weekend. So there's a lot of people that'll still be gone. But I think we'll start to get some, I don't know, movement again, some more noise. And then we'll probably long for days of quieter markets again. I mean, we had export sales flashes again this morning, 136,000 to China, 231 to unknown. But you kind of know the story in beans. You know, that was a buy the rumor, sell the fact type trade. You know, in November, we rallied up on this talk that they're going to buy 12 million metric ton. And now that I think they're actually going to do it by the end of February, trade kind of didn't care. But I do think we got down to a level here where China's snooping back in and talking about buying more of our beans, even during the spring and summer months when Brazil should dominate the export market. So I'm hoping we found some support areas. And then, you know, next 2 weeks we'll talk about the big January report from USDA. Oh, yeah. I look for yield to be reduced for corn and soybeans both, and hopefully that triggers some fireworks towards the upside here. I'm hoping.
And turning to cattle futures, Duane.
Yeah, they did have a good day today. You would think there'd be some position squaring where we'd pull back a little bit, but no, that feeder market made some new highs in a few of the contract months. Live cattle struggled just a little bit with some resistance overhead. Box beef prices have been trading actually lower here the last week, but I think that's due to holiday issues too. We get back from the holidays, we're going to want to see that box beef price go back up because there was hopefully good, strong demand during the holiday season, and that should trigger higher cash cattle trade and another round higher in the futures market, maybe another leg higher. Everyone's talking about the very tight supplies in 2026, and I agree with them. The only negative thing out there is that we're part of an administration that wants lower grocery store prices, and beef prices are going to be high in 26. So I'm just a little cautious and worried what they could possibly do.
Thank you, Dwayne Bussey, Bolt Ag Marketing, Britton, South Dakota. All right, here's something you may not have thought of. The bridge payment trap. Why holding grain could cost you. Joe Jansen, an ag economist from the University of Illinois. Will history repeat itself?
Going back in history is a helpful guide, I think, in this case. What would farmers do with this money? Well, I think we know that they probably won't adjust production levels, right? That doesn't really change our incentive to plant a crop or not. But I think it can have an influence on marketing decisions, particularly the decision to hold grain for longer into the end of the marketing year. That's what we saw during MFP, the MFP era, the trade aid payments that were made in 2018 and 19. We saw, you know, the farmer being a much bigger holder of the crop in 2018 and 19, particularly for soybeans. Some of that was, yes, market conditions, but some of it, we've done some research to show that some portion of that additional inventories that were held after harvest those years really were on-farm inventories held directly because of the money that was paid out by the administration for those payments.
Jansen says the logical question is, will we see that again?
I think anecdotal evidence suggests that yes, indeed, that may be the case. The farmer's already a pretty large holder from, you know, what we've heard anecdotally. We'll get some confirmatory evidence of that when USDA releases its grain stocks report in January. And the big concern is, what does that do? It kind of narrows the marketing window for the farmer. And the potential is that, you know, you're stuck holding a crop in, let's say June and July, with a very short time window in which to get that crop sold before we have a 26 harvest.
And Jansen says that will present a big challenge
in terms of how do we get that crop priced and not get pushed into a narrow marketing window where prices may not be what we would have hoped they would get to, you know, where we would get sort of in terms of that typical seasonal improvement in price may not be there given the big crop and the big farmer inventories and then whatever news we get about the size of the crop elsewhere in the world, principally South America.
Joe Jansen, University of Illinois. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll take one final break.